Okay, I'd like to tell you two klolis de kechidushim tonight, besides nafkaminis. The first chiddush, and something that, so to speak, everybody knows, if you ask people, how do you know that kedushin is with kesef? So everyone knows, we learn it out, kicha kicha mistei Ephraim. The reason everybody knows it is because it's the Gemara on Beis Amin Aleph. The first Gemara, kicha kicha from Stei Ephraim, you get to the Parsha, you have Ertlach on it. But it's not really true, because the Gemara here on Gimel Amid Beis also says Kesef Menolan, and the Gemara learns that from a totally different pasuk. The Gemara learns that from Ein Kesef La'adain Zeh Ala Yesh Kesef La'adain Acher. The Gemara has a totally different limud for Kedushe Kesef, and Yeshua's Lashon is like Asik Adaite. The Gemara doesn't even have a Havamina. The Gemara struggles with the limud. It goes the whole Lamed until it says it's a limud from here. And Le'asik Adaite, Gemara doesn't have a Havamina, the other limud from Stei Ephraim. So this is a problem which the Rishayim deal with. The problem, where do you learn Kesef Kedushim from? Do you learn it from Stei Ephraim or you don't? And as I'll show you in a few minutes, there are very big nafkaminas between them. No, so Gemara has two things. Kesef Minolan. Vesu, how do you know the father gets the money? Gemara says the first Vesu is two limudim. So they are basically two mahalchim. A Tosis mahalach ve'ema is that no, we learn now from Stei Ephraim. And here Tosis explains that in order to learn out that it goes to the father, you have to mention it again. So one mahalach is that you do learn it from Stei Ephraim. Other Rishayim, the Ramban, the Ritva, and we'll see in a minute, because the Rambam holds this way, is that we don't learn it out from Stei Ephraim at all. And with this, I want to tell you a second Chiddush, which it sounds like a maskilisha thing to say, but the Ramban says it. Ramban says that the Gemara on Beis Amid Aleph, till here, is not from the Amirayim. It's not in the original Gemara that the Amiram wrote. The original Mishnah was the Mishnah, and it went straight to Gimel Amid Beis. And it's not just the Ramban. There's a Tosfos in Kedushin on Nun Beis. Says it about a different Gemara. Tosfos day asks, Yal Kigam, six places we passing like Abaya. Tosfos brings the Gemara above Metzia, a seventh place we passing like Abaya. And Tosfos says, no, that was not from the Gemara, that the Rabbanan Savroi stuck in. So there is such a concept. I'd like to explain it. And it's not maskilish. Like Dafka brought, so people shouldn't go home and say, Rabbi Reiser said, people stuck things into the Gemara. So I didn't say anything. I'm quoting the Shloha Kaddish. He's as far away from maskilim as you could get. The Shloha Kaddish, in the Shloha, has a section, Teresh Baal Peh, Klolim of Shas. In my, I have the original print at home, it's page Chaf Amid Beis. And this is Elishayne of the Shloha. He says, Acha Shenechtam HaTalmid, once the Shas was finished, Olav Ein LaHaysif, U'Mimenu Ein LaGraya. You can't add to the Shas, the Chasimus HaShas. Rak, Rabbanan Savaroi, Shamdu Achrav, Haysifu Baik Tzas Taisefes, Kashamub Kuvum Piagayinim, Kagayin Reish Kedushin. I want to explain this a little bit. There are a few places where, when you think about it, the Gemara is not a typical style Gemara. Like in the beginning of Pesachim, the whole first section of Pesachim, it talks about Or Lar Basa, it doesn't say Chayshech, it says Or, and the Torah was cut down, added Oisius, not to say Tameh, to say Tar. It's not a style of a Shakla Vitari of Halach in the Gemara, it's more by way of an explanation. The same thing at the beginning of Kedushin, the whole sugya of Derech, and Derech is the Keva and Zachar. It's a different style of Gemara. Gemara was sealed roughly the year 400, and the Rishonim start roughly from the year 1000. The period from 400 to 1000 is a period where in world history there aren't a lot of Svarim from that period of time. And in general, and we don't have from the Gedalia Yisrael, from the Yiftach Chasimus HaTalmid till Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, we have very few Svarim from the Ga'inim, and certainly the Rabbanan Savaroi. In that period of time, the first 100 to 200 years is called Rabbanan Savaroi. Rabbanan Savaroi is Lashon Savaroi. A Tana learnt the Mishnah, Tana. And Amira was Amiris, Itmar, were things that were said. Rabbanan Savaroi didn't pass in any halachas. Any Gemara added by Rabbanan Savaroi doesn't say new things. It's just Savaroi, just to be Masbir. One of the ways you could tell Rabbanan Savaroi is those Gemaras don't have Omar somebody or Omar somebody else. It's generally a flow, just a flow of explanation of Lashonos. So the Ramban says here, Ifanar, you look at the Ramban on Daf Gimel, he says, till here was aided by Rabbanan Savaroi, and here it goes Vaita. The Ritva also says, Lav Gezeira Shava Gemurahi, Kicha Kicha is not a real Gezeira Shava, was added as an Agadata. Really, the limud of Kesef is from here, not from there. This is what it says, and like I said, the Ramban says it, and in the handouts you have, he collects different Rishonim that hold differently. At the last paragraph, it says Shloisha Shitas Yesh. It says some Rishonim hold it's Gemara, some Rishonim hold it's Rabbanan Savaroi, and some hold it's the Ga'inim. So this is a second idea. With Negeah to Kedushin, it turns out that we have a Machlekes Rishonim if the Ikar Limud is Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, which is what Tosfos says. Or if the Ikar Limud is not at all Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, is an Agadata Limud. The Ikar Limud is not from Mistei Ephraim, it's from here. So I would think, okay, not a big nafkamina. You learn from here, you learn from there. It turns out that there are extraordinary nafkaminas, halacha lemaisa, where you learn it from. The Tosfos. V'hilchasa. I should say the Rabbanan Savaroi did add the word v'hilchasa kia. The Rabbanan Savaroi paskin in a machlekes amiran. I meant to say is they didn't argue with amiran. The Rabbanan Savaroi didn't argue with amiran at all, and bechal not. But the words v'hilchasa they added, like the Alfagam, they added hilchasa kabai in another place. A lot of Mepharshim, they ask if they can, if it says Yal Kigam, it means the Gemara is not passing like Abaya. So how could the Rabbanan Savaroi do pass like Abaya? So basically they say that the Gemara ended with a Suffolk. And Yal Kigam is where the Gemara ended with a Vadai, and they passed it. The Bechlal and Yeshivas, I don't know why, we never learn about Rabbanan Savaroi, Gainim, all these things, you know, the Gainim, that period between the Gemara and the Rishonim was mostly the Ga'inim. Someone once said that they say about everyone today, he's a Ga'in. So they say he's a Ga'in, yeah. He learns Gemara without Rashi and Tosfos. Ga'inim were before Rashi and Tosfos. But anyway, there are two big nafkaminas lahalacha. On Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara asked, maybe a woman should get married with Chalipin. So it's a pella, the Gemara. When the Gemara says, when you say shtar works, you say shtar minolah. And then you say, why does a chalipin work? It's very strange. Either nothing works unless you have a limud, or else things work unless you have a miut. You can't tell me shtar works, you say prove it. And then come along and say, let's do chalipin. Without a makar, why would you do chalipin? So because this bothers Tosfos says, Stay Ephraim, we'll learn once from Tosfos Shitas, we do learn from Stay Ephraim. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara means, learn from Stay Ephraim, that Chalipa works by Stay Ephraim. Based on this, Tosfos is Mechadish, oh, must be by a guy, Chalipin works. Tosfos and Mechadish are based on this Gemara. And this is the Tosfos, the Chalipa works by Gaim. Because again, Tosfos says the limit is Stay Ephraim. If the limud is stay Ephraim, you say Chalipin works. It must be Chalipin works by Ephraim, who was a guy. So Tosfos has a limud. Tosfos says such a thing. Other Rishonim explain Veima b'Chalipin differently. That actually Tosfos himself brings another biur that Eima Chalipin, just as Chalipin is a type of Kesef, a totally different limud. Has nothing to do with stay Ephraim. And it doesn't work by guy. So you see the anafka minas lahalacha that come out if you learn from Stei Ephraim or not. There's another nafka mina, Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara asks if you could, the Gemara talks about if you can marry a woman, Mekadosh B'milva, you owe her money, you say, she owes you money, you say, I'll be Meichel D'chayiv, and we'll be married. The Gemara wants to say that you could be Mekadosh B'milva. The Gemara says, I'm Mekadosh B'milva, ain't a Mekadoshes. You can't marry a woman. The rule is, B'shas Kedushin, she has to get a Hanah, of profit. It can't be a Meichel and old Chayiv. Rashi there says, why Mekadosh B'milva, ain't a Mekadoshes? The Kicha Mestei Ephraim Gabrinan. Because the only kichva is stay Ephraim. And by Ephraim, you can't do it with a milva. So Mimela, you can't get married with a milva. Rashi holds it's a real limud from stay Ephraim. Fields are real limud, so you can't buy fields with it either. The Rambam says, you can't marry a woman with milva, but you could buy a field with milva. Meaning the Rambam holds that it's not mamish from stay Ephraim. So the point is that Mekadosh B'milva or Khalif and Bagayim are totally in these two ways to learn. So again, my main point is to make this nekuda. Everyone knows you learn from Stei Ephraim. Not so pashut. Not all Rishonim hold that we really learn from Stei Ephraim. Could we learn like here, like the Gemara says here? And number two, just to understand the musig that we're not much of a musig, right? There's a period of Rabbanu Savroi, a period of Gainim, and It's a tkufa in Klal Yisrael that we should be aware of. Tkicha Mestei Ephraim lends itself to a lot of nice Sheva Brachis Vartloch. The nicest one I ever heard was from the old Bab of a Rebbe. He said a beautiful Vart. He said, it's a strange thing. We should learn Kedushin out of Ephraim, out of a guy selling a field. Why? So he said very beautifully. He said that by Ephraim, when they sold the field, each side held it was a steal. Ephraim felt this is a steal, this old rocky field, I'm getting 400 zuz for it, Ivel HaSeicher. He felt that he was getting the best deal in the world. Avram knew that it's a priceless field. That's where Adam and Chava were buried. He knew that there's no value to the field. He's getting the steal. He's getting for 400 zuz, he's getting where Adam and Chava are buried. He knew he was getting the better deal. He said that's the way it should be by marriage. A healthy marriage is each side feels he's getting the better deal. You know, he's getting the. They say when they read the some cipher in his third marriage, I think it was, to Rabbi Kivega's daughter. So when they read the shidduch, some cipher said, it's a wonderful shidduch, but Rabbi Kivega would never take me for an eidah. Why would he take me? And when they told Rabbi Kivega, he said, it's a wonderful shidduch, but why would the some cipher come into my family? So that type of thing, where each person feels he's getting the steal, like that's a good type of a kesef kedushin. Have a good Shabbos.